Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. It's Monday, July 28th. It's 8:16 a.m. and it's time for our live local interview. I'm News Director Catherine Rose, and I'm joined this morning in conversation with KCAW's new reporter, Hope McKenney.
Hi there.
So we've been working together for a few weeks in the newsroom. So I've gotten to know you a little bit, but I know that our listeners are probably excited to get to know you a little bit more, this new voice they've been hearing. You're from California originally, right?
Yes, Northern California, about 3 hours north of San Francisco.
And you are a self-described NPR kid, right? Didn't you grow up on NPR?
Yeah, I think I'm in radio because of my mom. She's a big radio nerd, has been on the board of our local radio station in Mendocino County. And so I grew up with, I didn't grow up with TV in the house, but I grew up with radio in the house. So she was probably the entrance for me into radio. And so I started then in high school.
What's the radio program that really sticks in your mind from those early days? For me, it was Car Talk.
Yeah, so probably one of the earliest shows was this show on KZYX called Trading Time. And everyone calls in for, I have a tractor part I'm trying to get rid of.
Sure.
I'm a pig farmer looking for a date. I remember that was one of them. And he actually got a date over the radio. So that was, a big one back home in Mendocino County.
It sounds like you're very familiar then with the need for radio in a rural community, rural living in Northern California.
Oh, for sure. We are one of the largest counties in California, and there's this one radio station that covers so much ground. And it's so important in terms of emergency response there, in terms of local news stories. It's really what connects the community. And so I grew up in that world.
So radio was a big part of your childhood, but how did you end up getting into journalism?
That's a great question. I joined the high school paper as a sophomore in high school and started in the news department there. But really, I think it was my sophomore or junior year, I ended up writing an op-ed for the local paper about the importance of community radio to inform communities and bring them together. And I'd kind of forgotten that I'd written that story. And my senior year of high school, my mom and I went over to the radio station to volunteer at a pledge drive. And I walked in and I introduced myself and they said, oh, you're Hope McKenney. And I looked around, I was a bit confused. And they had my article from a couple years before just framed on the wall. And they ended up offering me an internship in that moment that day. And they said that they would love for me to start interning with the news department there. So I started my senior year of high school. I would travel about hour and a half from my tiny town over to this other tiny town, where it was basically a little shack on the top of a hill. And I would stay a night at a local farm, and I would work there for 2 days in a row. And so that started my last year of high school and kind of the summer after high school. And after that, I found myself wherever I was in the world, always working on stories that I would send back to KZYX in Mendocino County or working for public radio stations in those other communities I was in. So I worked for WBAI in New York for a while. I worked towards the end of college with a Quechua language radio station in the Bronx, and actually did my thesis about them as well. And yeah, so it kind of started in high school and just went from there.
And so how did you end up then in Alaska?
So I was always involved in radio, but as kind of a side thing for a really, really long time and hadn't really had training. And I'd come back from living abroad and going to art school, and I ended up being offered an internship at KQED in San Francisco. And so I moved down to the Bay Area about 3 hours from where my family was, which was great because I could actually visit them on the weekends. And they offered me training. And so I was there for a year, moved out of their internship into their kind of on-call producer reporter pool, and was there for a year, but I'm not a city person. Spent 5 years in New York City, year in the Bay Area, but I'm really a small town gal. So I'd heard about how collaborative the Alaska Public Media Network was, and that all of the stations were in contact with each other every day. And I wanted that. I wanted that collaboration and that partnership. So I actually applied for a fellowship here at KCAW in 2019. And instead, I ended up taking a job out in Unalaska Dutch Harbor. And I went out to KUCB the summer of 2019, about 6 months before the pandemic hit, and fell in love with the Aleutians. The Aleutians have my heart, and that station is so wonderful out there, and the people out there are so wonderful. So that was kind of my entrance to Alaska, was the Aleutian Islands.
And you worked in Alaska for several years as a reporter and then a news director. Mm-hmm. And did all of the stories you did in that time, which one kind of rises to the top for you as your favorite?
Oh, that's hard. One of the things I love about living here is you get to report on everything and anything. There's so many amazing things happening in this state, and really hard things too, but just such beautiful things. And I think some of my favorites have always been marine and fisheries related stories. So I know that there was kind of coming out of the pandemic, we had been doing so much pandemic reporting, and I was getting a little burned out for a while. And the thing that really, the first story that I'd had in a while that really sparked my interest and got me excited again was a story about some fishermen who'd spotted North Pacific right whales in the Bering Sea for the first time in the winter. And I got to talk to those fishermen and talk to the people who'd seen it. And that was just learning about right whales and talking to people about this experience of seeing them in the Bering Sea was pretty amazing. So that's the one that comes to mind at the moment, but there have been so many.
But we'll make sure that you're on Whale Beat at
yes.
KCAW.
Yes, please, Marine Mammal Beat, Whale Beat, send me all of your whale and marine related stories.
So now you're in Sitka. What stories are you looking to tell? What's your vision for your time reporting here at KCAW?
Well, I know a big part of the job is reporting on everything from city assembly and local municipal matters to things at the dock and fisheries. But like I was saying before, I mean, anything fisheries related, marine mammal related, arts related, arts and culture, I love those types of stories. And it's part of actually what made me want to come to this community. I wanted a smaller community that had access to art and music and those things that I feel like I've kind of fallen away from in my personal life in recent years. And I want those in my life as well. And I would love to cover things happening in that arena here in Sitka.
But not just in your reporting. It sounds like you're looking for a cello. You want to get back into the music scene,
Think. Yeah. If anyone has any cellos out there, I'm looking for a cello. I would love to do some folk music or classical music with folks and sing if there's a community choir at any point. And then also do all sorts of visual arts as well. I did printmaking for a really long time and watercolor painting, and would love to do more of those things as well.
Is there anything you think Sitkins should know? What's one thing you think Sitkins should know about you before meeting you?
I think the biggest thing is I'm a people person. I do this because I love talking to people and I love finding out their stories, and I want to be part of a community. I don't want to just be a reporter in that community. I'm here because I want to live here in Sitka and I want to provide this service. But I want people to know that they can come up to me and talk to me about whatever. They can pitch a story to me or just talk to me because I'm someone living here. But come get to know me, because I want to get to know you.
I think that's the great thing about KCAW's newsroom. We're really open and excited to hear what stories the community wants to bring us and wants us to tell. And I think you're a great addition to that culture and that ethos around reporting, which I'm really excited about. So I'm just really ecstatic to be working with you, and for listeners out there, our doors are always open. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for joining me this morning, Hope.
Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka.